We'll move straight on now to the next presentation. And many of you have probably heard over the last month or so of Max Harris, a young man who is currently studying in Oxford. So he was in New Zealand a few weeks ago, and he rashly promised to be able to record something to present for us here, which ultimately he wasn't able to do. So I'm going to show you now just a short video which he did 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it covers a very brief introduction of the book that he's written and some of the ideas that he's working with.
You tonight, but thanks a lot to Joe for inviting me to just talk for 4 to 5 minutes to join you virtually. It's always a little bit weird doing this without knowing who's in the audience there or how you're reacting, and I apologise in advance for the tinniness of the sound in this room. But I just thought I'd say a couple of brief things about my background, how we're going to address some of the most challenging issues facing Aotearoa New Zealand in the lead-up to the election, and then lastly, something about empowerment and the role of the media. So I grew up in Wellington. I went to Clyde Key School and to Wellington College, spending a couple of years in the middle in Indonesia. Really enjoyed Wellington, but moved up to Auckland to study and did undergrad degrees in law and politics and history there. And then went on to do bits and pieces of work at the Supreme Court as a judge's clerk, and later with the United Nations Development Programme in New York in Helen Clark's office. 2 years ago, a couple of things happened to me that led me to the path of thinking a bit more deeply about politics in New Zealand. I fainted in my apartment in New York. A few months earlier, a doctor friend had told me that someone like me with certain distinctive features, who was also tall and skinny, should ask about health problems, and in particular, heart problems. And so when I fainted, my mind went back to this moment, and I went into a hospital in New York, and they picked up quite serious heart problem and aortic aneurysm, which I had to have surgery for in the UK. Basically, that got me thinking quite a lot about mortality. There was a major risk from the surgery, and there was some talk about underlying conditions. And it made me ask myself, what can I do to contribute in a way that's meaningful, and if my life might be shorter or if my life might be coming to a halt soon. And at the same time, I was really lucky and got a fellowship at Oxford after sitting a very unusual exam while I was waiting for surgery. A fellowship that gave me 7 years to do any kind of research or writing. And so I asked myself, if my life might be shorter than I think, and if I have 7 years to do whatever I can and whatever I want, what should I write about? And I decided to try to write a book about New Zealand politics. And that book's coming out next week. It's called The New Zealand Project with Bridget Williams Books. And this brings me on to the second thing I'm just going to say briefly, which is about how I think we can tackle some of the deepest issues facing New Zealand. I think we're in quite a troubling time in Aotearoa New Zealand in terms of the challenges facing us around housing inequality, mass incarceration, political disengagement. But I think there's a lot of hope out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of hope in the room tonight. My view is that one way of going about tackling these issues is through values-based politics, through bringing back values as a motivating force for politics and as an end goal for politics. And I think we need this because politics has become a bit directionless, because politics has become very technocratic and technical, has lacked values. And also because I think we've seen a rise in selfishness in our society since the neoliberal reforms of the 1980s. And that selfishness has crowded out space for values. In my book, I talk in particular about three values: care, community, and creativity. And they're values that I think we need right now in New Zealand. They're values that involve looking outside of ourselves. They're values that connect to the heart as well as the head. And they're values that link up to related ideas and to our Māori and the Māori world. So that's a sort of high-level approach to how we might address some of New Zealand's problems. And I think if we had those values as a starting point, they'd be more than just a high-level solution. And I actually think, and I try to talk about this in the book, that those values can take us to some really new and innovative ideas that can address some of the problems I mentioned. Ideas like decarceration to address mass incarceration, a universal basic income to address the future of work, or discussions about civics education, or introducing civics education as a way to deal with political disengagement. Just going to wrap up very shortly, and I don't want to go on for too long, but I think people power and empowerment is a huge part of how we're going to make some of those ideas a reality. And I think there are a lot of individuals and groups doing great work already, and I think some of them might be there tonight, people like Nikki Hager or Action Station. And I guess my vision for New Zealand in the future is one where everyone feels empowered to intervene in political debates. My book is called The New Zealand Project, but I think everyone has their own vision of a New Zealand project that they want to work towards. And we need to give people spaces to share those visions, and whether those visions are in writing or through speaking or music or other forms. The media has a fundamental role to play in this. In my book, I talk a little bit about public broadcasting as a way to contribute to shared conversations and shared values. I mean, that's just one of the things that I think is part of a values-driven media. So I'll leave it there. I think we have a really interesting opportunity in the election campaign coming up to ask deep questions about who we are as a country and what values we want to stand by. And I hope that the event tonight helps to kickstart some of those conversations. Thanks very much. Tō ngā mihi nui.